Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Blow it out your ass.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm your very special host, Joel Dusha.
I'm the very special co-host, Jackson Bailey.
And Jackson Bailey, my very special co-host. Would you not believe it?
We are actually joined by
two very special guests.
Talk about being very special.
Very special. Maybe the specialist guest we've ever had. Special, yeah. And rather than one of them, there is two.
We got Dose.
Dose guests. That's right. It's the hosts of Shut Up A Second. It is Cass and Hayden.
Hello. Welcome
to the Thumb Cramp Studio.
Thank you for having us in this very special podcast.
The Thumbdome.
The Thumbdome.
That's where we are.
That's
good.
You've said that, I reckon, in four episodes. That's the only time you've gotten a response.
Yeah. That's funny.
I didn't hear that before.
It's your bit.
I'm
just repeating. I'm just doing what I learned it from you.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
You learned from watching you.
Yeah. Do what I say, not what I do. Yeah, okay, unless what I do is play video games, because then you should do that. Because today we are looking at Salaryman She.
Yeah.
The demo and other games. Now, listeners, you're looking at the title of this episode. You're listening to the start of this episode, and you're like, what in the goddamn hell and piss is Salaryman She?
That's what I was thinking. What in the hell and piss is this game?
What in the goddamn hell and piss is this game?
Yeah.
Well, it's a platformer, an upcoming platformer for the Nintendo Switch. Whilst I was taking a walk through the Nintendo Online Switch.
Taking a browse.
Library. Yeah. Just seeing what was coming up. I actually found the game and I was checking the release date for Mario Strikers Football Charged, which is my most anticipated game release of the year.
Oh, absolutely. I was with you when we found Salaryman, and it was, I think, the best way to find a game where we both saw the title and just said, Salaryman! to each other. And then obviously you had to get the demo.
And obviously, at this point in time, this is probably more for the people in the room rather than the people who are listening, because you've seen the title and how it's spelled. It's salary as in, like, pay.
You said celery.
It's celery.
Celery.
I say it the same
way.
Celery.
Celery or salary?
I say
salary.
Salary man, not celery man.
Salary.
Yeah, that's the one you eat.
And okay. So Alan. Yeah. Which is male? Which is the one with the A? Which is the one with the E?
Yeah.
You just said if you say the same.
Okay, nailed it. You can. I speak wrong. Anyway, it's celery, celery.
It's celery, not celery. I was so confused because you were talking about it for so long, and one of my favorite sketches is Celery Man.
Yeah.
And I thought you were talking that they'd made Celery Man into a game or that there was some weird reference in this game, and then I was watching you play the game, and I was like, this rules, but I see no
guy with the weird long fingers who...
Yeah.
Bleeds the red water. Is that Salary Man?
No, that's salad fingers.
Oh, that's Salad Fingers. Oh, Salary Man's the one with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
That's funny, yeah. I was surprised.
That's a very funny sketch.
I was surprised why your favorite sketch was a thing salad from,
not a sketch.
From 2004 or whatever.
Yeah, my favorite sketch is...
Weevil stuff.
Yeah.
Weevil's my favorite comedian.
What's his name? Bob and Weevil?
Yeah.
Weevil and Bob. And then their enemy is Weeble. It's a small ball.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, that's good joke.
Yeah, I know.
People were funny in 2004.
How much money do you reckon Weevil stuff is making now? Like from royalties
doing all right.
And the ads. The Weeble man is
the
collapsed.
Weeble Empire is crumbled. Yeah.
Well, angry video game nerd still makes bank, so
shout out
to him.
Mm. Anyway, it's salary man, as in getting paid.
Salary.
Yeah.
Salary.
Yes. Yeah,
there you go.
Not celery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salary. Yeah.
No.
No, he said it right.
No, he said it right and then wrong.
Yeah,
the third
too.
One, he mashed him again. It's a thing with Melbourne accents. It's hard.
Here's the trick. You just stop talking about the name of it.
Just say the game.
The game, yeah.
Mr. She.
Yeah, perfect.
I think that's his name.
Yeah.
It's never established in the demo.
Mm.
Yes, it is. It's said in the... Sorry.
Yeah, but it's not if that's his name.
Yeah. We don't know if his name is...
I mean,
is...
She
it,
probably...
It had his full name in the...
Did it?
Yeah, in the description of the demo.
What was his full name? You don't recall. Fair enough.
It started with T.
That's crazy to learn.
To something She.
No. Okay, so... Okay.
Oh, actually, no, I do remember that. He is named...
Let's find out.
I hope that's true.
I also remember it, and he definitely gets named. That's
Takeshi Shi.
Okay, there you go.
Takeshi Shi is the salary man.
Yeah.
Salary.
I think the salary man.
We can't talk. We'll sorry, that's on day. Me. I'm going to stop. That's one. Sorry, my fault.
Salary.
Yeah, that's really the way to do it. Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Don't try it. Here's a trick.
It's like you're trying to bait me into it.
Let's imagine we live in a world
like it's on purpose.
Where both celery and salary refer to the money you receive for your job. That's going to make our lives easier.
Yep. What do you put in hum? What do you dip in hummus?
Well, that's also
same
celery.
Thing. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Celery, man.
Yeah. Which means the money you earn from your career.
Correct.
Go on.
Yep, yes, sure.
All right.
It's clearly a riff on Mario. Takeshi, however, rather than trying to save a princess, is just trying to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But the trek to work is no good.
It's
no
picnic.
Snails that are trying to kill you. There's big holes.
Yeah.
You'd love that, though.
I do. Yeah. Well, I would.
This guy should move.
Yeah, he should move.
Yeah.
And the demo, as far as I know, is two levels and then... Like the boss level, which, very similar structure to the original Mario Brothers games, where you get to work, but you've got to get to your desk, I think. Yeah. Well, I know, so.
Yeah.
You have to get to your desk.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it a time thing? Like, is the motive to get there on time?
You got to clock in.
You got to clock in.
No, it's just get to work is the time. But much like how with the original Mario games, there is a countdown timer.
Sure.
Yeah,
so, like, if you run out of time, you do die.
Yeah.
Do you die because you're late to work? Does it say, you're late to work?
Rather than dying, it says... It you just fall asleep.
Yeah.
So because
because
you're
oh no a snail bit me. I'm asleep now.
Well,
I'm tired.
Your energy is coffeeing because you're up early to get to work.
Of
you're
course.
Exhausted.
You're too tired. Of course. You can take two hits from a snail before you're out.
Yeah.
So you got to get to work where second cup of Joe is.
Yeah. And the power-ups?
The power-ups are briefcases.
Great.
That's fun.
That's nice.
So you use the briefcases. And unlike in Mario, and I guess this is probably where it starts separating, it's its own unique thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The briefcases are objects you can also jump on. So there's one briefcase that bounces, and it gives you a second jump if you jump on it properly.
It's kind of like Yoshi.
Yeah, except you can't actually ride the second briefcase.
Which goes
horizontal, and if you stand on it, it's just like a floating platform. Mm.
Uh-huh.
The other one bounces in like an arc.
I think that's really cool. I think that's like one of my favorite things about this game. It's just like, that's unique. That's such a fun idea. And it makes me, like, in the full game, what other awesome briefcases are we going to get?
Oh, there'll be heaps.
Maybe you'll get one you ride boomerang, like Yoshi. Yeah.
Some kind of boomerang briefcase?
Oh.
That's probably not one, because that would just get back to where you started.
Maybe you get like a spring briefcase? I don't know.
Yeah, it goes boing,
maybe
boing.
Maybe one that opens up and it flaps and then you can fly.
Mm, the true. Flaps briefcase.
Yeah.
Or maybe it opens up and you float down like a... You happy?
Yeah. Well, Hayden seems like he's having the time of his
life. I'm just enjoying it. I'm just happy to be here, all right?
Yeah. I'm trying to just pull up a screen, because when you start the game, like, you select the level, it says, like, let's go working or something like
that. Yeah, let's go working.
That's cool. Nice.
Let's go working?
Yeah, it's let's go working.
And it's good.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So you were playing it before in the main office before we went in to record, me and the Shut Up a Second Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And you were about to go into the boss level. Now, obviously, the obvious choice, I think, would be to make the boss your boss.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's not the final
not
boss
your
of the game.
Boss,
it's
not
the
Joel Zammert.
It's the, it's the boss of.
The CEO kind of thing?
The boss of that world. So it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not like your boss you're fighting.
What
the
is
boss
it?
Of outside.
Just a guy?
Well, close. It's a giant electric frog.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and the way you fight this boss that's in the demo is. You've got to either, if you've got a briefcase, you can just hit them with the, so they're giant.
Yeah.
And they just have, and electric. So if you try and jump on them, you get hurt.
Yeah.
But they shoot a fireball.
Okay.
And that fireball hits them on the ground, it does like a shockwave. And every time they do that, the frog gets a bit smaller. And then when the frog is normal enemy size, it isn't electric, then you jump on it to squash it. Then it gets even bigger than it was originally. Same process.
Yeah, that's
alternatively,
cool.
There's trash cans that you can throw at it, or briefcase you can hit it with. And if you hit that, it starts, like, those shrink it as well. Good stuff. Didn't beat it, though, hard.
Yeah. It's quite a difficult game. Like, I've only played it very briefly, but a salary man is slippery. He's slippery.
Is it good when he says it?
He said salary.
Yeah, he said fine.
Salary.
You said it normal, then.
That was like a halfway between.
Yeah, that's
salary.
That was perfect. Well done.
I'm in your corner.
It's an A.
You've been
it's
fine
an A.
every time.
Salary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say like that every time.
Okay. Salary, man.
That was salary again. Yeah. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
I'm only here in salary now.
I don't even know what the food is. Anyway, got my attention because it was, it's just given the release date of 2022, but it had a demo and I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Downloaded the demo. This is how we ended up in this situation here. The aesthetic's funny. The fact you're going to work and it's like your commute. So the levels are called like commute one, commute two.
That's fun. Yeah.
It says let's go working when you select a level. Briefcases are fun. So every level's divided in two, at least the ones in the demo. So you get to the end of the first half of the level and then you answer a phone.
Yeah. And that's the checkpoint?
That's a checkpoint. Oh no, the checkpoints are actually coffee machines.
Yeah.
Like in Japan, how there's coffee vending machines.
Yeah.
Those. So you go into the phone. And then the second half of the level starts with like a checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the boss level, there's no phones. It's just checkpoints, the coffee machines.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's cool. It's charming.
It is charming. It is also available on Steam, I've just found out. Again, also a mysterious release date of 2022.
Yeah.
This game company, at least on the Nintendo Switch, have only put out one other game, which is called like Paper Ball Deluxe.
It looks like one of those like rolling a ball games.
Like Super Monkey Ball.
Where you collect everything.
Yeah, everything in big ball.
No. Like one of those, like a Super Monkey Ball.
Okay, so not
those
where
games
you...
are, I mean, like no game, people say Dark Souls is frustrating. Super Monkey Balls. Super Monkey Ball. Super Monkey Ball. Damn. You no game makes you throw your control like that one. I should get that. That's on the Switch, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called like Banana Mania or something.
Have an awful night.
Because it's fun for like the first five levels and then you're like, I hate myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. A transformational experience.
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to have many thumbs, but I think you're probably already going to say.
Yeah. Thank you, special guest. That is a great question. So far... Look, so here's the thing. As a game is in itself, it's probably three thumbs and a knock. Mm. But as a demo, it's five thumbs because it is absolutely meant that I'm going to buy the full game. I'm curious.
The hype is there. Look, I only walked past and saw you playing it. I was like, what's this?
Yeah.
What are you doing? The color's good. He looks so happy.
He's playing Salad Fingers.
I like the way he looks when he crouches, too. It's
good. Oh,
he looks
real
stressed.
The animations of Takashi.
Yeah.
Or Takeshi.
Takeshi.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Are real good. Like, he seems stressed. He's going to work, which is
fair enough. It's a stressful thing to go to work.
And there's like a lot of mechanics in the game that are like difficult, but you can figure out. So like when you throw things, the arc in which the objects you throw is an insane arc. I would say like 70% up and about 30% forward.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's great. That's fun.
That is fun. Because it's hard to figure out.
It is hard to figure out. It is juji also.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might foreshadow some high up things in the future, though.
I think this is a game that is going to get immensely difficult down the track.
You probably have to shoot stuff out of the sky, right?
Yeah. And, I think just the fact that you've already not managed, not beat the first boss.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you don't know where these levels are taking place.
Presumably because there's tutorials in it. It would be the beginning.
But like if the boss already is hard, who knows what awaits you at the end of Salary Man?
Yeah. I love Salary Man.
Sal. Yes.
Ari.
Yeah.
Man. What's she?
The Ari man bit. You probably don't even pronounce
it. It's just the Sal.
Sal.
A Roomian.
Yeah. It's tricky because your accent, you merge them anyway.
Yeah.
Merge what?
E's and A's.
Yeah, I do.
E's and A's before an L. It is a very Melbourne accent thing. It's why a lot of people from Melbourne say Melbourne.
Yeah, I was wondering why Cass was talking about Melbourne people in like third person, but then I remembered that you're actually Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right.
We got raised by Adelaide people.
No,
you're Adelaide.
We're from here.
We've actually got two special guests joining us today, Jackson.
Down from Adelaide.
Down from Adelaide. I would say across from Adelaide.
Across from Adelaide.
No. I moved here when I was like two. I have no memory of being Adelaide.
Adelaide's finest. Say Dan. Dance or dance.
Oh, what a trap. I'll say it like you say it. Dance.
Dance.
Gotcha, buddy, gotcha.
Yeah. That's also how I describe you.
How do you say you nearly got
Hey-o!
There.
Hey!
How do you say Melbourne?
Melbourne.
No, we say Melbourne. I don't know how you say Melbourne.
Melbourne.
I think I go M-E-W-B-O-U-R.
Melbourne.
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 You don't
Melbourne.
Say
yep.
Yeah. Melbourne.
You know, the way I actually say it is just Melbourne. M-E-L-B-I-N. Melbourne.
You would never be caught dead saying Melbourne. You'd say Melbo.
Melbo.
The big Melbo.
Burn City.
Anyway, having a great time with this. Check out the demo. It's silly. It's fun.
Yeah.
Tell me how you say it. Let us know.
Send us a clip and we'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
I don't want it in clips. I just want it in email.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But you have to spell it right, not phonetically.
Salary.
I've been playing.
I just like to point out quickly that every single time I say salary, Cass does scrunch up her face, including that last time.
It hasn't improved.
I didn't get any better at saying it.
Nope.
No, you didn't.
We didn't become better at tolerating it.
No, completely intolerant still.
Cass is like ready to leave. Hope there's no other tricky words coming up in today's episode. Anyway, Hayden, special guest number one. Yeah. I'll throw to you first.
Thank you for throwing to me after I already started.
Yeah.
I haven't really been playing many video games.
Uh-huh.
Then I realized that I've actually been playing this game called Waterpaw on my phone for the last 2 weeks, basically nonstop.
Once you remembered phone games are games.
Yeah. So it's a game. I got it like targeted added to me, or at least this genre of game was
it's
a targeted
It's so crazy
ad.
That you guys are brother and sister.
I know. Wow, weird.
Cass, I'm excited to find out where you found out about your game.
On what console or video gaming apparatus you're playing your game.
So did Mark also pick yours?
Who's Mark?
Zuckerberg.
Oh, Zuckerberg. No. Well, yes, actually. Yeah. It was on Instagram. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Thank you, Mark.
I know.
It wasn't this specific game. But it was the genre of game.
Okay.
You might have seen it. It's where you have on your phone, there's like, I don't know, 10 things full with different colored liquids and the liquid is separated.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and then
games,
you have to pour them into the correspond and then you have to sort them out. And it's very pleasing.
it's funny that Cass also, last week when she joined us.
Yeah.
Did you review this game or something?
No. You'll find it'll make sense in a second.
Okay. Yeah.
But Cass was talking about targeted ads she gets for phone games and describing like relatively wholesome ones like Color Match, which you reviewed last week.
Uh-huh.
And then Jackson and I described the targeted ads we get for phones.
Yeah.
And it's more like, you're a level one
crook.
Crook.
I get those ones too.
Yeah.
Alternatively, sometimes I get. Yeah, I get a lot of the, you in control of an army, you got to duplicate
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get that. I also get the ones which is, then it's not a game, but it's like the first page of a hentai comic.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's, yeah.
I don't know what it is because I keep blocking them, but different, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I go, I don't want to see this block. And then for some reason, I think I'll show you the exact same thing, but from a different company.
Do you think that maybe that it's because it's so targeted, there's a chance it is actually what you want to see?
Maybe you should stop denying yourself.
You took a chance
yourself.
On the game.
Maybe I'll be a hentai guy.
Yeah, become a hentai
but
guy.
Is it hentai when it's manga too? What's that called? Is that a different word?
Yeah, no, that's all hentai.
Maybe I'll read my porn now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't think hentai is specific to tentacles.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
No, so anime and manga.
They're both hentai.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Anyway.
It'll come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because hentai is like the genre. It's not the genre.
Hentai.
It's like the style. It's like saying, it's like when Hayden and you obviously walk around being like, I'm a pornog guy.
I love pornog.
I'm a big pornog guy.
Pornog can take many forms.
Yeah, when you go to your favorite pornog websites, you go to categories, how there's lots of categories.
And hentai also that you could get pornog in book. Yeah, you get in drawing, in photo, in video.
Is erotic literature, would you call that porn, though?
I would call it smut.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it porn. It's all smut, but I wouldn't call it porn.
It's all hentai. It's all smut.
I don't think you'd call it pornog because the graphy is picture.
Mm. Yeah, good call, Cass. The graph part is visual. Yeah.
But
yes.
I guess if we're just calling it pornog.
The g from the pornog.
Yeah, we're not thinking about the g.
Here's a stupid question.
Yes.
So graphy obviously means... like the photo part, like
photography.
I don't know if it's
not photo, but it's
What is porn?
Visual, yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah, what does porn? What does porn mean?
It's short for pornography. Can you have like because when it's obviously graph is visual.
Yeah,
I know if and it's auditory, it's you say oral. Can you have pornoral? Pornography, where it's like people like it's just the sound. That's got to be a thing.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Just pornos, but just sound. Pornorally.
Yeah.
I've learned some language history.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place to share.
Yeah.
review of Waterpoor 1.
So I've actually gotten it wrong. So, like, we think of radiography, photography, things that are all
graffiti.
Images.
Graffiti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? So it's actually Greek origin. There's porny or porne. I don't know how to pronounce that one. And graphian, which means, so porn means prostitute and graphine means right. So... So then it both came into pornographus, which meant writing about prostitutes, and then it changed to pornography.
So, in a way, erotic books are the most pornography you can get.
That's the most pornog possible.
Yeah.
Maximum cool pornog.
Thumb cramps has become edutainment now.
Whoa.
That's my favorite genre.
Well, it's actually an important part in video games. It's a lot of people played their first video games in school.
That's true.
By tricking teachers into allowing them to play the
Mario is teaching me math.
Mario Mario is missing is a it's a trivia game about
history?
History.
I used to always try and trick my mom. She'd be like, "You're allowed to read in bed." I'm like, "Mom, Pokemon I have to read."
That is true.
You do.
Well, that's the thing. Hey, boomers. Actually, first of all, checkmate boomers. Yeah. Because, the youth don't read. Yeah. Actually, social media is reading. Reading mean comments about yourself is still reading.
Yeah,
still reading
counts.
About the horrid state of the world that gives you massive anxiety right before you go to bed. Guess what? That counts as reading, brother.
Guess what? I'm literate.
Okay. And you know what? There's actually a lot of brain training involved because if you are watching TikToks at night and you can't sleep and you don't want to wake anyone up, so you turn on the captions, sometimes you got to do a bit of problem solving because auto-generated captions are not there yet.
Yeah, or you can just put on headphones, but whatever.
Yeah, we don't all have AirPods we can fall asleep on and then wake up and go, ow, what am I sleeping on?
Yeah,
it's good. It is good. I've woken up with AirPods. The most confusing time is in my bedroom, the head of my bed. In fact, if you've ever seen me stream, you've seen my room.
Oh, yeah.
The head of my bed is up against one wall, and then the direct opposite wall, there's a chest of drawers, which used to have my PC on it.
Mm.
One night, I woke up with one AirPod in my hand, and the other AirPod sitting on that.
Whoa.
That's so far.
Here's what I imagine, is that you in your sleep had an angry dream, which I imagine happens to you often, and you grabbed one AirPod and were like, yeah, and then threw it, and then the dream changed, but you didn't throw the other one.
Yeah, or you're about to, but then the problem got
You know what happened? I would have taken, I probably heard a song I didn't like.
Yeah.
One of those famous bad songs. Took one AirPod out, threw it.
Yeah.
Then when I took the second AirPod out, the song stopped, obviously. So then I was at peace once more.
And then fell into a deep, deep sleep.
Yeah.
I lost my AirPod recently in my bed.
Yeah.
And then I changed the sheets and everything, looked under the bed, and it was just fully gone.
Yeah.
And then I was reading an article about a guy who accidentally swallowed his AirPod in his sleep.
And then, like, he was scared.
Oh, no.
But did you play music to see if you could hear it in your stomach?
Well, no, I didn't. Because it was dead. It was out of bed. I tried to do the find my.
Yeah.
It was dead. I'm like, Lucy, I've lost my AirPod. She's like, I don't care. Yeah, so it was under her side of the bed. She didn't even look once. There you
sometimes
go.
I wake up on my keys.
What? Why do you sleep with your keys in your pocket?
Well, no, because what happens is I get home from work.
You're
and I just
so
yeet
tired.
My keys on my bed. And then
why?
Forget. I don't know. Because I've opened the door.
Get a bowl.
I've unlocked the door.
Yep.
So who cares about the keys anymore?
I've used them.
Yeah, they're finished. They've been used.
They are no good to you anymore.
My bedroom is off to the side. I look in the bedroom. I'm about to go make a snack. I don't need these keys. Whoa, onto the bed. Bed late at night, go to sleep. Don't notice them.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning on keys.
So when you're leaving in the morning and
I
you can't
find
your keys, is the first place you look at the bed?
Yeah.
That's a good system.
I had, maybe I still do this. Like, my bed is the biggest piece of furniture in my room. I think it's true for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, Traditionally, yes.
Traditionally, yeah. Yes. It's also a king-size bed, so it also takes up the most floor space. Mm-hmm. It's
weird. I got a double bed.
You have a double? Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a queen.
I've got a double.
Really?
You're right. You know more about my bed than I do.
I've slept in your bed once. Yeah. It felt big.
I've slept in it for...
How many times?
It's just a quick
match. Probably more than one,
yeah,
though.
I would say it is slightly more than once.
Yeah.
No, a queen-size bed doesn't fit in my room.
There you go. Anyway,
a lot of my rooms don't fit a king size bed, yeah. And so what ends up happening is that I will do all my activities sitting on my bed, which is great because you turn the electric blanket on, it's like a seat heater.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do a lot of crafts, and I used to get told off for finding scissors in my bed
or needles in the bed or something.
Yeah,
I don't. Oh no, I think I didn't. I've not ever lost a needle in a bed, mm-hmm. but quite often I'll roll over and be like, "Hook scissors."
That's scary. What if you chop off something in the middle of the night?
I'm not.
What if you eat the scissors like the airport? You got to swallow a rock.
Yeah. You swallow your keys and you're not going to be able to go to work ever again, maybe.
Anyway, how many thumbs for color splash?
Yeah, water pour. Yeah.
Well, look, because I'm up to each level takes a couple of minutes to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're tricky because they get more and more colors, right?
Yeah.
And then less and less spare tubes. This one's test tubes.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a million different clones, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, I'm up to 187, level 187.
Oh, my God.
And for whatever reason, the game has started doing something. It's like it's gone too high. It's like I can't handle the amount of levels that it's at.
Yeah.
And so what happens is the phone gets very, very hot. Also, for some reason, it doesn't pause what I'm... Because what I do, listen to a podcast, put it in maximum relaxation, sure. Okay?
Yeah.
But then at 187...
It pauses the music?
Doesn't pause the music. It just mutes the music or the podcast.
Yeah.
Or it makes it go...
Well, when you're listening to your favorite podcast, Thumb Cramps, while you're playing the game, then presumably that adds to the audio effect.
Yeah, it makes it cooler.
Yeah.
But it like fades in and out, and it sounds like a robot is talking for a lot of it. And even when I close the water pour game, it still does it. I have to pause the podcast, close the podcast app, and redo it. It's like it infects the podcast app with some kind of, I don't know, virus or something. And so I'm at 187. It's a hard level anyway.
Yeah.
But it makes it impossible. Oh, and also the game freezes constantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I actually can't physically complete the level because it runs out of processing power or something. It's got there's like seven colors now. So.
Yeah. Is it the kind of thing where they expect you to then delete it and then buy it or like download it again later and that'll be better for them somehow? Like, is it like a kind of like an inbuilt, whatever you call it, obsolescence?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's
that.
It's just ads. So I would play it more if it was better. So
yeah, fair.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's good that it broke your phone, though.
Yeah.
It breaks your phone. And it's good it also ruins podcasts.
Yeah.
I wish I could design an app that just slowly wrecked podcasts.
Well, too late. It's already been done.
It's already done.
I would have given it five thumbs.
Yeah.
But because it makes me frightened because it turns the people in my podcast to scary robots, I will give it 4.5.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, that's not losing much for ruining your
It's a really good game.
It sounds like you're just talking about all the workarounds you have, but they haven't made you stop playing.
Yeah.
Well, I sort of have slowed down considerably. I'm still at 187 for a few days.
Okay, Cass.
You're in it. You live in it.
It's changing my brain now.
Cass, what game have you been playing?
I've been playing Free Flow.
Hell yeah. So that sounds really similar to a game I just heard about.
So you got to flow some water.
No, actually, I've played the ball version of your game. So it's balls in a test tube that are colored.
Balls in a test tube.
Balls makes more sense because how do you get the liquid so separate?
Yeah.
Well, that's the...
Different densities.
You've never done science, have you?
Well, no, I...
You're bartending.
You've never done science, clearly.
I realize that, if you put dishwashing liquid and oil and water, they'll separate.
Yeah, well,
but
the same
thing. I don't think it's a thing, because then if you pour the dishwashing liquid on top of the oil, it'll go to the bottom. That doesn't happen in this game.
Okay.
So checkmate.
Okay, you got me. I've never done science.
Yeah, I knew it.
Never done science.
Sorry, I got the name wrong. I've actually been playing a game called Flow Free.
Okay.
Flow Free?
So the game's called Flow. I'm getting the free version.
Nice.
This is a game that I've played previously, played, I guess, until I got bored and deleted it. Recently, I wasn't able to sleep, and I went onto the App Store, and it was like, re-download Flow Free, and I'm like, oh.
Why not?
I've missed you, Flow Free.
It is a game where you get a grid full of different colored dots, mm-hmm. you get two of every color, and you've got to connect them by lines. It's just a little puzzle game.
Yep.
You've got to figure out, it's colorful, it's like dark background, so it's good for going to sleep in. And I really love it, absolutely love it. Turned brain off good.
One question, where did you find out about this game?
Yeah.
So So, you'll never believe this.
I'm bracing myself to have my head and Jackson, my penis blown off
dude,
by this
I'm
answer.
I'm thinking that.
Nuts could also be in danger.
My nuts will remain.
Dick and nuts?
Dick and nuts.
Wow.
And head.
Okay, RIP to every dick and nut in the room.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow.
Out you are.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. That's huge.
I will say it's a great game. So it's quite good because if you start on the lower levels, it's really, really obvious. All you need to do is drag your finger, create a color, brain completely off.
Wait, what? Drag your finger, create a color.
So like you've got two yellow dots. So you drag a line through all the grid spaces. So you got to fill the grid entirely up. With connecting all these dots.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it more like you connect the dots but you can't cross the lines? Isn't that?
Can't cross the lines at all.
Oh!
Yeah.
I've seen this advertised by a little guy I know.
a little
weird freak I know.
Loves to surf.
A little sort of man serpent we're aware of.
Yeah.
There's another section of the game, right, where it gets harder. And I will say, if you start at the beginning levels and continue up and up and up, you eventually will, you still get the nice meditative effect. You get to learn the patterns and learn the things that they do. So as it gets progressively more difficult, it sort of is at the same level for you. Like it gets a little bit difficult. But if you want to do like a hardcore puzzle, you just jump to one of the end ones. It's much more difficult because you haven't learned with the game as it's like progressed up the level.
Does it destroy your phone like Hayden's game?
It doesn't. And there's a fun little trick where I really like it because they've also got like daily games. They've got daily puzzles, weekly puzzles. They've got a whole free play section. And it's littered with ads. But if you just turn your phone on airplane mode.
No ads.
No ads. And then I'm actually, I'm not checking anything as I'm going to bed. I'm like, I'm just playing my lines game and then I'll be calm. So I full on give this five thumbs.
Five thumbs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's big.
We
gotta start playing. Well, my game was good. You're the one that sometimes plays the bad games. I always play good ones.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I hear that.
So we just start across the board playing good games.
I gotta stop playing
games.
Bad games.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pick a bad game on purpose. Time to nip that in the bud.
Yeah, yeah. Stop. Maybe
you
stop
were just talking about how you're going to play Monkey Ball later.
Yeah, that's a good game.
It makes you upset.
It's a good game.
It's a good game. It's just going to make me cry and weep and piss and shit. So
yeah.
That's why I'm
he'll
playing
be pissing,
it.
He'll be pissing. He'll be shitting.
Did you say pissing?
I did say pissing.
It's you're going like to have a piss.
I think that
he'll be pissing. He'll be shizzing.
No,
he'll
shitting.
Be gaming.
Yeah. One time I played Wario Land 3 and got so frustrated I became sexually aroused. I'm going to hope the same thing happens to me with Monkey Ball.
What?
Is that really true?
Yeah. It's a true story.
I've heard
story.
Him tell the story multiple times.
Hey, that's it. You heard the story.
Well, yeah.
No,
I mean,
I don't feel like I'm missing some piece of it.
Cass, you said I seem sad. When you heard that story, do you seem happy?
You pleased? Anyway.
Well, would you say you feel neutral? Because I don't even think that it counts as...
I think you're either very happy for me or you're upset that you know that happened.
I'm happy for you, but I'm bummed that... You have to get mad for that to
happen. No, I can get sexually aroused in many other different awesome ways. It's just that...
Name three.
Thinking, seeing, smelling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smelling. That's a good one.
Getting them horny huffs in.
Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you about the game I've been playing. What do you reckon about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just going to quickly show Cass a photo of Wario Land 3 so she can...
It wasn't the content that aroused me.
No,
it was getting angry.
So it was more you had so much energy.
It was a misattribution of
arousal.
There we
go. There's a bit of a screenshot for you.
There's a specific part where I had to keep jumping up these clouds and the clouds just kept disappearing and it just went
maybe
on forever.
This? Anyway. Actually, that could be a good visual.
Is he farting
reference.
Fire?
Yeah, he's farting.
Yeah, he would be.
Oh no, it's sexy.
That's hot.
Anyway, I've been playing Sonic Mania. Mm-hmm. Which is an old game now.
But not that old.
But not that old.
It's not like the 90s.
No.
It's not vintage.
And it's I played through and completed Sonic Advance 2 and 3.
Yep.
I played Sonic 1. Didn't like the way his legs moved, so
wasn't
for me. And I really liked those games. And I was like, maybe I really like Sonic games. And I actually got Sonic Mania ages ago.
Yeah.
And I played it for a bit.
Maybe when I reviewed it on the show 3 to 4 years
ago.
Yeah,
it might have been then. And I was like, wow, that sounds like a good idea. And I played it for a bit and then I was like, nah, I'm bored. But I've just like properly dug into it. I was taking the Joel Dusha mantra. This is why I downloaded it again. I was like, finish your damn game.
Oh,
finish
huge announcement. Games. Horizon Zero Dawn Clock.
Oh, what's
hey,
next? What's next on the chopping block?
Going back to Ghostwire Tokyo.
Yeah, nice.
And that game's sucking me off something fierce, though.
Yeah.
Like, again,
what do you mean?
The game's sucking me off.
It's sucking
Cass.
Him off.
Have you ever heard that?
He's sucked off by the game. What do you think it means?
So, you know, like, you're enjoying something, and you're enjoying the story or something, and you say, this just really sucked me off.
Do I know that? Is that what you're asking me?
Have you not heard that?
Or when you watch a movie and you're so enveloped by it. Yeah. Oh, I got really sucked off by that movie.
Yeah, like, oh, hey, Jackson.
Whoa, 2 hours have gone by. Yeah, I really got sucked off by
that
experience.
I'm really entranced. I'm really involved. And I'm really invested in the characters in this book I'm reading. It's full on sucking me off right now.
Hey, have you read this book? It sucked me off something fierce last night.
And I think it could suck you off, too.
I'm very excited because Jackson just loaned me a book where a guy gets lost at sea for like a year.
That's gonna suck you right off, dude.
I'm gonna get so sucked off. He's gonna drink bird blood. I'm gonna cream. I was gonna keep with the analogy, and then I just thought
No, it was good. Devolved into smut. Yeah.
Could I say that?
A reminder, this
flow
is a family.
Free?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds
that
like flow
me up
free.
Something
free. Yeah,
oh, yeah, big time.
You sound like anytime
you sound
someone
full
gives,
on sucked off, Cass.
Anytime someone gets
sucked is right.
Yeah. Anytime someone's dishing out a 5-thumb review, chances are it sucked them off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, thank you, guys. Thanks for letting me into this.
Yeah, of course you can be sucked off. Everyone can be sucked off.
Yeah. Did you,
there's no one alive that can't be sucked off.
Maximum enjoyment?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got sucked off.
Drain nuts.
But I love how it.
You're spoofed. You're spoofed in the book.
Book's buff.
Anyway, Sonic
you
Mania.
Got game drained.
That's good.
That's very good.
Game drain. But yeah, Ghostwire Tokyo is full and sucking me off. And I'm like, it's not a long game if you just do the story missions, but I am.
You're doing everything.
I'm doing it all.
That's good. That's
yeah, because like all yeah. the. So the main story is interesting. And the environments are cool, but the side missions are full of little freaks.
Oh, yeah.
And weirdos and ghosts are just...
That's good shit.
The side missions are also, like, the scarier parts of the games, usually. It's good stuff.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm excited to hear when you finish it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll finish Sonic Mania. It's not new to say that it's probably the best Sonic game in, like, the last...
20
decades,
years,
20,
yeah.
Two decades. It's every level is full of cool shit that you're whoa, this.
Do you like the songs?
Oh, the songs are all right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's too accurate. You'll get copyrighted.
Yeah, exactly. They'll take you down. They'll take you, Joel Tusha, down.
The Green Hill Zone will kill you.
Every level, what I really like is that, because I keep messing up and just leave. You know how I leave my Switch, don't turn it off. Then plug it in, then it runs out of battery, and I'm like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
That's something you've yelled at me before about, probably years ago, but it's
happened. No. I think one thing that you used to do a lot of was when you were living at the studio, we would sit on the couch, and I'd be like, I'm sitting on someone's Joy-Con.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Jackson would be like, oh, I haven't played my Switch for 2 weeks. It's not mine, because this is mine, and then would hold up just the screen with no controllers attached. I don't know where my Joy-Cons are. Yeah. Like, do you reckon it's maybe this one?
Maybe. Who knows?
And then
there's no way to tell.
There'd be so many situations where you'd be like, just be like, oh, I want to play my Switch, but I don't know where the controllers are. We're like, in what situation have you detached your controllers anyway?
Yeah.
You're playing one player.
I don't know, but
just
I have.
Hold it.
Clearly something came up.
Clearly something came up.
Anyway, because I will let my Switch's battery drain because I forget that I'm playing it or whatever, I've lost my place in a couple of levels and I've had to redo them.
Yeah.
And mostly, normally that's annoying, but these levels are so densely packed with cool shit that there was one level called like maybe the Super Bomber Zone or I don't know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Super Big Boy Speedway, whatever. I did that like 3 times and I barely encountered the same thing each time I did it.
Oh, cool.
Which means I think this game's got crazy replayability and probably so many secrets to find. Even the water level kicks ass. It's great. I'm a big fan of Sonic Mania. Get it if you haven't already. If you've been sleeping on it, wake up. 5 thumbs. It's good. It's a good game.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I really like Sonic Mania, and maybe I should go back and play that one day.
It's a DLC too. With like B-Man and Jones.
B-Man and Jones, two famous Sonic characters. You got Sonic, you got Tails, you got Knuckles, you got Amy Rose, you got B-Man, you got Jones.
Obviously you got Jones.
Jones is my favorite.
And Big the Cat.
And Big the Cat and Rouge the Bat. Yeah.
Yeah. Rouge is...
Smoke Show.
Yeah.
Hubba Hubba.
Hottest video game character of all time.
Yeah.
On that note, let's just quickly head to...
Well, sponsor
would be
the
best part of the episode.
Oh
yeah.
Finally. I've been waiting.
Bring it in, ding.
What products are we sucking off today?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oof, that ad sucked me right off.
Yeah, wow.
Sucked off to high heaven.
Boy,
by
oh
those
boy,
ads.
I'm going to buy that product or service or join the army.
And now I've just fired up the inbox. And last week, Cass, when you joined us, we asked everyone to email in what they hate about thumb cramps.
Yeah, we did that. Oh, that's so exciting.
We haven't had a lot of responses because we are recording this episode.
Pretty soon
after that episode did drop.
I want my chickens to come home to roost.
Yeah,
that's why I let them out in the first place.
Jackson burps into the microphone all the time, and for some reason it doesn't get edited out.
Well, that one that happened earlier today definitely gets edited out.
I've heard Jackson burp from my phone. Some get through.
Oh, yeah, no, some get through.
Some sneak their way through.
Here's the thing.
Senses.
When you do so many.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an odds game.
It's an numbers game. Yeah.
We actually had some fan art submitted to us, though.
Oh, my God.
And Jackson, it's me, you, and a guest that's not here today, yeah. Adam.
Okay.
But I haven't showed this to you.
No, I'm excited to see
it. It's a picture of me sitting on my throne of hypocrisy. My throne of hypocrisy in unfinished games.
Yeah.
Yelling, finish your damn game.
Beautiful.
I was yelling about that. Jackson, you are in... You're nude and in a barrel, biting on a Nintendo controller, and Adam is standing to the side... with a halo saying, my favorite game is Loving Christ.
Wow.
We'll post that from the Thumb Cramps Twitter account. You can follow us at Thumb Cramps Pod.
Wow.
I'm also just going to quickly pass this photo around so everyone can see there's a lot going on.
This is the kind of fan art that I want every time we're checking emails. That's really good stuff.
Oh, my God.
They've captured our likenesses so perfectly.
You've got the band shirt on.
I do have the band shirt on. I'm currently
wearing
Jackson's wearing
his famous barrel because he's
currently
so poor.
Wearing that. Yeah. I'm pouring from the 20s.
Lost all his money on the stock exchange.
Yeah. The depression's hitting me hard.
They've given you socks, though.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to keep some finery, you know.
That's wonderful.
That's awesome, fan art. Thank you so much.
That was sent
from... Who sent that in?
Cheesemonger.
Cheesemonger,
on
thank
Twitch.
You. Cheesemonger, that fan art.
My least favorite part of the video game podcast Thumb Cramps is the hosts Joel and Jackson because they're not very good at playing, finishing, or reviewing games. Other than that, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's fair. Justified criticism.
And then, P.S. I really enjoyed Doom 2016. Do you two goons or guests have any other recommendations for games kind of like that with interesting combat and a sick soundtrack? Thanks. Cheesemonger, you got to try this game called Doom Eternal. There's a sequel to Doom 2016 called Doom Eternal, which is currently pretty cheap. You can get it for like $20 to $30.
Yeah.
It's like Doom 2016, but it is harder. There's more stuff going on.
Hell yeah.
And I think it is overall a better game. Otherwise, check out the Wolfenstein games. They were made by the same studio. They're good. Less hectic on the soundtrack front, but on the plot front, probably the two most insane games I've ever played.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Another one I would recommend is Duke Nukem World Tour. If you're looking for a game with a fun soundtrack, lots of fun weapons, and I'm probably not going to say interesting combat, but funny combat, then probably Duke Nukem.
Is that the
World
new one
Tour.
That came out, or is that the...
It's on the Switch, but it's not a new one. That's some new levels added.
Now I'm thinking of
it. And Cass, you've joined us for a perfect time because this is an email from James. Dear Thumb Bozos, as per request, I'm writing to you with my least favorite thumb cramps moment. I am torn between two. The first being when I received a negative request. when I requested a negative review of Yahtzee.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And the second being when when I received a negative review of myself.
The chickens did come home to roost. They just weren't mine.
I hope your life is good.
And then, finally, this is from Bar. The subject is tubes.
Oh!
Dear Thumbercats. Although technically the UK does have surface tubes, they are only utilized by the elite due to the high ticket prices. Therefore, it was agreed in 2012 to remove any references to the original name from the Oxford Dictionary and standardize only two tubes. There we go. Straight from the UK. Yeah. Every train's a tube.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
No,
all
that didn't say
tubes.
That.
I don't know.
It says standardized is calling it all tubes.
It said everything's tubes
now.
Standardized
only two tubes.
Yeah.
Have a look.
Let's have a look.
Straight from
Thank
the mouth
for the
of the
email,
horse.
Bar.
It's in an email. Can't be wrong.
Yeah. That's a person living in the UK, the United Kingdom.
Yep.
Right this second.
Which is where England is.
I've been calling it the Ark.
Yeah, so if you're from the Ark or if you're from England.
Yeah.
So if you travel outside of England in
surface
the Ark.
Surface tubes. Are you serious?
Yeah, surface tubes is stupid.
Well, that's what I mean. If you want
to. No, but then they changed it. See, that's what in 2012, it got changed from surface tubes to tubes.
So it's two tubes.
Look, Cass, we're on the same page. Like, Jackson and I had, like, cultural whiplash when we went to England and every train is a tube.
Yeah. I think this person's lying to you on purpose.
I don't know about that. I would never expect the thumb cramps fan to lie.
We were just in the we were in England.
I've seen tubes.
We've been on tubes. So and we agree. I know there's a lot of listeners out there that are like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
We agree that calling all trains tubes is dumb, but that's just how they do it over there.
Can't blame it.
I always thought that the tube they're referring to was the underground tube.
But
the tube is the train. The tube is the train.
No, the tube is the train.
In the UK,
that's not that crazy. I mean, they're more tubeless than anything.
They call them trolleys. We call it trains. They call it tube.
They call it crumpets. We call it crumpets. It's a different world.
What's an English muffin then?
A muffin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And if you've got an email you want us to send us, hit us up at thumbcrampspot@gmail.com. Look, still let us know. What's your least favorite moment of
Thumbcramps?
Really,
and more fan art. More fan art, more hate mail.
Yeah.
I think last time I was on, I was currently coming down with coronavirus at the time I was. And then you was like, you have to email your least favorite guest.
Yeah.
Did I get on the list?
No, everyone was nice and no one actually said least favorite guest.
Yeah, which is disappointing.
So this is another call to action. Least favorite moment, least favorite guest. Yeah. We'll compile everything and we'll award worst moment and worst
guest. You guys should have like an awards night at the end of the year.
That's
we should have
idea.
An awards night at the end of the year.
Yeah.
The thumbs down awards.
The annual thumbs down awards.
We'll have we'll have three awards.
Yeah.
Worst guest, worst moment, biggest suck off.
Can I add a fourth?
Yeah.
Worst host.
Worst host.
That'll alternate every year, I imagine.
Fight to the bottom.
Or it'll be equal every time.
Well, if you want to find us, you can send us an email at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden, Cass, hosts of Shut Up A Second, where can we find you?
Shut Up A Second?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a podcast on this network.
Yep. Yeah. The Thumbcramps Network.
The Thumbcramps Network, wherever good podcasts are sold.
You guys are going to get better at plugging Shut Up A Second.
Boy,
yeah,
boy.
You know where Cass... you got this? Where'd this one come from?
Cass
go to
been...
the search bar.
Cass has been on Do Go On, which is like a huge podcast. And like, Cass, where can you find? He's like, he's around. It's like, Cass come on!
I plug! I do plug!
Cass has been on Plumbing the Death Star,
it's
which is an equally big podcast.
Yeah. I don't know if equally big. But
it's been plugged up.
Okay.
This?
The hole is sealed.
I can't believe. Well, I mean, this is Thumb Crimes on Plumbing the Death Star, so I don't care.
Yeah,
I mean,
screw those guys.
Yeah, they can go to hell.
Find us at Shut Up A Second. You can go to sanspantsradio.com or wherever you found this one, it's there too.
And where can we find you guys, the hosts?
I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/Hayden H. That's four Haydens, one H. I'm not changing it.
Yeah,
On every Sunday, about 8 p.m. Melbourne time, I stream the New York Times Sunday crossword, and it's actually fun and not sad. Come hang
really
out.
It's really nice. I've put it on as I'm just going about my night.
And we solve it as a team. It's not just me. I'm watching me scratch my head going, what's this mean? Mm-hmm. And then you can pop into the chat. It's ASP. It's always ASP.
Yeah, it's actually really nice. Sometimes it'll be on the background. It's like, it's just nice to have something going on. And then you'll hear someone be like, what's the snake that killed Cleopatra? And I'm like, and you run over to your computer and you start typing. And you're like, it's I know what it is. And then everyone in the chat's like, good job. You're like, fuck it.
Down to negative one, baby.
I'm
negative
just so
one.
Glad.
I can see the surface.
I'm
I can see
so
the
glad
sun.
It wasn't me. So what, you have negative one now?
Yeah, he's nearly at net zero.
two more, and I'm
Ajax.
I'll cut it.
Oh.
And yeah, it's not your plug anymore. Your plug's gone.
Okay.
Cass, where can we find you?
At Cass Page on socials.
Hell yeah. Hayden, did you plug your socials? I can't remember.
No, at Hayden Bleach, but I don't really post anything.
No, yeah, classic. Okay. Thanks so much for joining us. And gamers, rise up, I reckon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.